not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Welcome back to the Hackberry House, a daily podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church. My name is Bob. I serve the Lord here in Northern Illinois. This is podcast number 38. It's January 17, 2015. We're following the life and the autobiography of George Mueller. We were talking about his new institution, something that God seems to have been guiding him to do. But when George Mueller feels guided by the Lord to do something, he feels led to do it the right way. That is the biblical way. We shared that last time. Let's look at some of the goals of this new institution. We'll finish up chapter 7. Number one, goal of the institution, we will assist day schools, Sunday schools, and adult schools which give instruction on scriptural principles. As the Lord supplies the finances and suitable teachers and makes our path clear, we will establish schools of this kind. We also intend to place poor children into such day schools. And then, subpoint A, our day school teachers must be godly people. The way of salvation must be scripturally pointed out, and no instruction may oppose the principles of the gospel. B, our Sunday school teachers must be believers, and the Holy Scriptures alone will be the foundation of instruction. We consider it unscriptural that any people who do not know the Lord themselves should be allowed to give religious instruction. C. The institution will not provide any adult school with the supply of Bibles, Testaments, or spelling books unless the teachers are believers. Goal number two, we will distribute the Holy Scriptures. And number three, we will assist missionaries whose ministry appears to be carried out according to the Scriptures. And then we move to March 7. Today we have only 1 shilling left. This evening, when we came home from our work, we found our tailor waiting for us. He brought a new suit of clothes for Brother Craig and me, which another brother had ordered for us. April 23, yesterday and today, I asked the Lord to send us £20 that we might be able to purchase a larger stock of Bibles and Testaments than our small fund would allow. This evening, a sister, unasked, promised to give us that sum. She added that she felt a particular joy in circulating the Holy Scriptures because reading the Word had brought her to the knowledge of the Lord. June 8. I obtained no text for my sermon this morning, despite repeated prayer and reading of the Word. When I awoke, these words were on my mind: "My grace is sufficient for thee." As soon as I dressed, I turned to 2 Corinthians 12 to consider this passage. But after prayer, I decided that I had not been directed to this portion for the sake of speaking on it, as I at first thought. Therefore, I followed my usual practice in such cases. I continued reading the Scriptures where I left off last evening. When I came to Hebrews 11, 13 to 16, and he quotes it now, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city." I felt that this was the text. Having prayed, I was confirmed in it, and the Lord opened this passage to me. I preached on it with great enjoyment. God greatly blessed what I said, and at least one soul was brought to the Lord. June 25. These last 3 days I have had very little real communion with God. and have therefore been irritable and weak spiritually. June 26. I rose early this morning and spent nearly 2 hours in prayer before breakfast. I now feel more comfortable. July 11. I have prayed much about a director for the boys' school, which will be established in connection with our little institution. 8 have applied for the position, but none seem to be suitable. Now at last the Lord has given us a brother who will begin the work. October 9. Our institution, established in dependence upon the Lord, has now been in operation for 7 months. Many have been benefited with instruction. In the Sunday school, we have about 120 children. In the adult school, about 40 adults. In the day schools, 209 children. We've circulated 482 Bibles and 520 New Testaments. Lastly, a sizable amount has been spent to aid missionary work. October 28. We heard a moving account of a poor little orphan boy who for some time attended one of our schools. He was recently taken to the poorhouse some miles outside of Bristol. He expressed great sorrow that he could no longer attend our school and ministry. May this lead me to do something to supply the temporal needs of poor children, the pressure of which has caused this poor boy to be taken away from our school. November 4. I spent most of the morning reading the Word and in prayer. I also asked for our daily bread, for we have scarcely any money left. November 5. I spent almost the whole day in prayer and reading the Word. I prayed again for the supply of our temporal needs, but the Lord has not yet answered. November 8. The Lord has graciously again supplied our temporal needs during this week, although at the beginning of it we had little left. I have prayed much this week for money, more than any other week since we have been in Bristol. The Lord has provided through people paying what they owed us. We also sold some of the things that we did not need. December 31. Since Brother Craig and I have been laboring in Bristol, 227 brothers and sisters have been added to us in fellowship. Out of these, 103 have been converted, and many have been brought into the liberty of the gospel or reclaimed from backsliding. 47 young converts are at Gideon and 56 at Bethesda. January 1, 1835. Last evening we had a special prayer meeting to praise the Lord for His many mercies which we have received during the past year. We asked Him to continue to show us His favor. January 13. I visited from house to house the people living on Orange Street to find out whether any individuals wanted Bibles, whether they could read, whether they wanted their children placed in our day schools or Sunday school. This gave me many opportunities to converse with them about their souls. January 15. This morning I went again from house to house on Orange Street. I greatly delight in such work, for it is very important, but my hands are so full with other work that I can do little of it. January 21. I received, in answer to prayer, £5 for the Scriptural Knowledge Institution. The Lord pours in while we continue to pour out. During the past week, 58 copies of the Scriptures were sold at reduced prices. We want to continue this important work, but we will require much financial help. January 28. For these past few days, I've prayed much about whether the Lord will have me to go as a missionary to the East Indies. I'm willing to go if He wants me to be used in this way. January 29. I've been greatly stirred to pray about going to Calcutta as a missionary. May the Lord guide me in this matter. February 25. In the name of the Lord and in dependence on Him alone for support, we have established a 5th day school for poor children, which opened today. We now have 2 boys' schools and 3 girls' schools. June 3. Today we held a public meeting on account of the Scriptural Knowledge Institution for home and abroad. For the past 15 months, we've been able to provide poor children with schooling, circulate the Holy Scriptures, and aid missionary labors. During this time, although the field of labor has been continually enlarging, and although we have at times been brought low in funds, the Lord has never allowed us to stop the work. We've established 3-day schools and 2 other charity day schools, which otherwise would have been closed for lack of funds. The number of children that have been provided with schooling in the day schools amounts to 439. The number of copies of the Holy Scriptures which have been circulated is 795 Bibles and 753 New Testaments. We've also sent aid to missionary labors in Canada, the East Indies, and on the continent of Europe. June 25, our little boy is so ill that I have no hope of his recovery. June 26, my prayer last evening was that God would support my dear wife under the trial. 2 hours later, the little one went home to be with the Lord. I fully realize that the dear infant is much better off with the Lord Jesus than with us. When I weep, I weep for joy. July 18. I have felt weak in my chest for several days. Today I felt it more than ever. I think it would be wise to refrain next week from all public speaking. May the Lord grant that I may be brought nearer to Him through this. July 31. Today a former minister came to us and began to go from house to house to spread the truth as a city missionary. This was a divine appointment. Brother Craig had for some months been unable, on account of illness, to labor in the work of the schools and the circulation of the Scriptures. My own weakness increased, so that I was obliged to give up the work entirely. How gracious, therefore, of the Lord to send our brother, that the work might go on. August 24. I feel very weak and suffer more than ever from the disease. Should I leave Bristol for a while? I have no money to go away to recover. A sister in the country invited me to visit for a week, and I may accept the invitation and go tomorrow. August 26, today I had £5 given to me for the purpose of going away to recover. August 29, today I received another £5 for the same purpose. August 30, today, for the first time since our arrival in Bristol, I've been kept from preaching because of illness. How mercifully the Lord has dealt in giving me so much strength for these years. Another £5 were sent to me today. How kind the Lord is to provide me with the money to leave Bristol. September 19. I received a kind letter from a brother and 2 sisters in the Lord who live on the Isle of Wight. They invited me to come and stay with them for some time. In addition to this, they wrote that they had repeatedly prayed about the matter and were persuaded that I ought to come. The Lord graciously provided the money so that my family and I could travel there for the rest that we needed. September 29, last evening, when I said goodnight to the family, I wanted to go to sleep at once. The weakness in my body and the coldness of the night tempted me to pray no longer. However, the Lord helped me to kneel before Him. No sooner had I begun to pray than His Spirit shone into my soul and gave me such a spirit of prayer as I had not enjoyed for many weeks. He graciously revived His work in my heart. I enjoyed that nearness to God and fervency in prayer for more than an hour. My soul had been panting for many weeks for this sweet experience. For the first time during this illness, I asked the Lord earnestly to restore me to health. I now long to go back to the work in Bristol, yet I am not impatient. The Lord will strengthen me to return to it. I went to bed especially happy and awoke this morning in great peace. For more than an hour, I had real communion with the Lord before breakfast. May He in mercy continue this state of heart to His most unworthy child. November 15. We arrived safely in Bristol. Last week we prayed repeatedly concerning the work of the Scriptural Knowledge Institution and especially that the Lord would give us the means to continue and even enlarge the work. In addition to this, I have asked for my own needs to be met, and He has kindly granted both these requests. May I have grace to trust Him more and more. Well, that's all for this time. We're roughly approaching one-third of this story, this autobiography of George Mueller. I'm going to take a break from it right now, that is, next couple of days. Tomorrow, instead of going back to George Mueller, I want to go take another visit to the persecuted church. We don't want to stay away from them too long. I want to bring things to your remembrance, because the Bible says to remember the prisoners as though we were bound with them. I do want you to join me tomorrow so that we can pray together for the persecuted church. And then a couple personal things that have been coming to me and that I have to write and share. And we will get back to George Mueller next week. God bless you today. Remember what we started out with. It was from Zechariah 4:6. Truly the story of George's life. I hope our lives too. That says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen.